You know, and those kinds of issues that engage me as a father. You know, and then there's this question of what is the relationship between being a responsible parent and being a responsible citizen. So I have other teachings in my household which are related to, you know, in some way activism, I guess. I tell my kids, and you all were taught the same thing, I'm sure, I tell my kids don't steal. And for the teaching right over benefits, I go with that, I say don't steal. But I live on an Indian reservation in northern Minnesota in which 90% of the land within the reservation borders is held by non-Indian interests. The vast majority of that land is held by government agencies. Our misfortune is that we had a corporation named Weyerhaeuser that lives just south of us, was, you know, started just south of our reservation, and part of the Weyerhaeuser got what my friend Ross Nader would call corporate welfare. That would be when you get the federal government to pay for the railway to haul the logs from the northern Minnesota reservations to your mill. Taxpayers to pay for it. And so that is how we ended up with the stuff and we ended up with the empire. And that is why today on our reservation, a good portion of our land is held by non-Indian interests. But the largest interests on our reservation are actually the government agencies. And those lands were all taken illegally from my community. So my thinking is that if I tell my children not to steal, I should also tell the government not to steal. And that is what we do. It is my belief that federally held lands within Indian reservations should be returned to Indian people. I tell my kids, don't be greedy. Which I think is a decent thing to tell kids, and you are also allowed to have influence children, and you know, to share with your relatives. But we don't have that lesson in this society. We instead have a set of teachings which basically say, go be as greedy as you can and see if you can get away with it. And we won't ask how you got rich. We won't ask if you got rich by stealing someone's 401k or looting it, like that over Enron. We don't ask if you got rich by moving jobs from the, you know, New England down to Mexico where you can pay women, you know, a quarter on a dollar. We don't ask if you got rich by stealing someone's land or stealing someone's trees or natural resources. We won't ask if you got rich by declaring bankruptcy and recreating yourself as another corporation. We'll just assume that somehow if you got rich, you deserve it. And you should be worthy of our esteem. And the reality is that the newspapers, the magazines, the tabloids, and the television is entirely full of stories of the rich people.